Greetings, this is Dan Stoltz. I'm going to walk you through the process of enabling geo-replication on a SQL database in the Microsoft Azure portal. First thing you want to do is go to portal.azure.com, go ahead and authenticate, log in, and then from the main home screen, you can click on Browse All. If you scroll down, you should be able to see SQL databases. Go ahead and click on SQL databases, and you'll see your databases there. If I click on the database, it'll bring up the SQL database blade. Then on the far right-hand side, if you scroll all the way down, you'll see a geo-replication map. On the geo-replication map, there's a button to configure geo-replication. Go ahead and click that. And if I scroll down again, you'll be able to see the selection. In my case, I have a standard database. So North Central US is recommended, and it's the only one that I can select. So if I go ahead and click on that, it'll open up the create secondary server blade. Notice the database name is grayed out, and it's going to use the same database name as my my primary, the one that I'm making a replica of. I can change the secondary type, but because my database is standard, I can only select read-only. The readable is available if you're using a premium database. Now, in my case, I want to click on server name to go ahead and configure the required settings for the server. I have a server in that region that I could select, but I'm going to go ahead and create a new server just to walk you through that process. And I'm going to call this Guru SQL2 and go ahead and give it some credentials. Give it a secure password. And I can go ahead and click OK. Now all I have to do is click Create, and Azure will go out and create that SQL server, create the SQL database, and go ahead and enable replication. You'll see now initially it's initializing, and the entire process will only take a minute or so. Depending on the size of your database, it could take longer. Obviously, the bigger the database is, the longer that process will take. And once it's finished, you'll see that the icon changes to a color. On the nav bar on the left-hand side, you'll have a notification that indicates success. And your database is now fully replicated. Finally, I want to tell you about a couple of links that I think would be very interesting. Microsoft Virtual Academy. There is an Azure for IT Pros Deep Dive Jumpstart, and I have the URL for that, aka.ms. FY16Q1 series, IaaS.js, and Azure Network Fundamentals, aka.ms/FY16Q1 series, NetFund. So check out Microsoft Virtual Academy and enjoy the great learnings available there.